going to talk about the future of a major company which had a major day yesterday, announced the new name for the company, and that is Kenila, formerly Kerry Dairy Ireland, formerly coming out, of course, of Kerry Co-op and Kerry Group, and the decision that was made to buy out that part of the business. With me in our studio in Tralee to talk about this is Pat Murphy, who's the CEO of Kenila. Pat, good morning to you, and thanks very much for taking time to come into us this morning after a very big day for your company yesterday.
Indeed, Gerry, yeah, good morning to you and to your listeners. Yeah, an important day for our dairy business yesterday. We launched our new name and identity, I suppose, for the business into the future. So, as you said, we had a huge event yesterday in Listowel. We had 200 people attending. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, came down. We had the Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, and we had Minister Foley here as well with us yesterday. So, again, yeah, and a huge milestone for the business. And I suppose you'd be well aware that 18 months ago, the farmers or the shareholders of Kerry Co-op voted in a huge majority to buy back the dairy business from Kerry Group. And so yesterday was part of that transition journey where we announced our new name, Kenila. And I suppose the name, just to explain where the name came from, because we're getting some questions about that. So Kenila is kind of broken up into two parts. Kin is sort of for our families, our farm families, our employees, our customers across the world. And then Isla is the island of Ireland, and I suppose we are uniquely positioned here in the southwest coast of Ireland. So you put the two of them together and you get Kenila. So I think the event went down very well. We got very good feedback. We had maybe 170, 180 farmers with us, mixed suppliers and other farmers with us yesterday in the stall. And I think it went off very well. We also announced yesterday our results for 2025, where we had a turnover, you said, is a very substantial business. It is a very big business for Kerry and for the wider catchment area. We turned over €1.4 billion last year, and we made an EBITDA of €86.8 million. So really a strong, profitable business. And maybe just to give you a bit of context, Gerry, in terms of the overall business, because maybe your listeners wouldn't be 100% familiar. So we employ 1,700 people across the Kenila business. And obviously a factory like Listowel, it's there for the last 52 or 53 years. We employ over 500 people in Listowel. So, you know, factories like Listowel or Charleville or Newmarket, and factories in the north of Ireland, in Portadown, in Coleraine, and over in Ossett, and also our feed mill in Farden Four, hugely important businesses for local communities and for the economies of those communities, like, you know. So that's a very, very high level kind of overview of the business. And so yesterday was a huge event, and you know, went down very well with our customers and our employees and our farmers.
Yeah, Pat, was there an issue, obviously, with separating out the identity from the history and the long-storied history of the start of Kerry Co-op, Kerry Group, into Kerry Dairy Ireland, that you had to set up your own identity separate from the Kerry Group brand?
Yes, I mean, I suppose we were getting ready for this, Gerry, over the last couple of years. I mean, it was obvious that the dairy business was not going to be part of Kerry Group long-term. So for the last 3 or 4 years, we kind of have been standalone in the Kerry Group. And then, as I said, January 2025, we were out on our own, like, you know. So we've had 18 months of trading, very good year last year. And I think the farmers at this stage that voted in favour of buying back the business, I think they'd have great confidence that from the performance last year. We've had a number of roadshows last year where we went out and we explained to, you know, a lot of farmers that came into the INEC in Killarney and into Patrick's World Racecourse. We explained the business to them, like, you know, what they had bought from Kerry Group. And I think at this stage, you know, there's great confidence that we have a solid foundation. We've built a huge foundation over the last 50 years in this business. And we have pillars in this business that are going to grow considerably into the future. I mean, yesterday we also announced an investment plan of €300 million, where we're going to invest in the businesses in all locations over the next number of years to try and generate the next you know, portfolio of products and technologies that consumers are asking for us across the world. So,
yeah, we're focused. Are you going to buy other businesses with that money?
No, that will be separate. But obviously, we will absolutely look at acquisition as well in the coming years. Like, you know, I think we have a very strong business. The Kerry Group has been very acquisitive over the last 30, 40 years. That training and that sort of mentality is certainly in the Kenila management executive team. So, yes, we will be looking at all options into the future.
Where do you see the major growth? Like, you've got the products and the consumer brands like Dairy Gold and Cheese Strings and Charleville Cheese, Pure Butter, Easy Singles, those sort of products that are well known. Is that the major area of growth, or is there another side in terms of, you know, food ingredients or maybe protein product development in the way that people are going with managing their weight and managing issues like diabetes control?
Yeah, you got it in one there, Jerry. Yeah, absolutely. So our consumer foods business, we have a huge consumer foods business, or retail business here in Ireland and in the UK and in selected countries across Europe. Our Cheese Strings brand really has performed excellently over the last couple of years. And you might be aware that we built a factory, a new Cheese Strings factory down in Charleville maybe about 2 years ago. That's now you know, becoming full. We have to now look at the next phase of investment to try and generate more capacity. There is a demand for that high nutritious type of natural cheese products, especially for kids, because kids obviously eat a lot of maybe kind of junk food. But Cheese Strings, you know, parents want to give their kids the best nutrition and the best possible start at that age. So, yeah, those type products we're going to invest heavily in the next couple of years. But also the adult snacking piece, like where we have a product called Smug that we launched maybe a year and a half ago in the UK. That's targeted toward adult snacking. It's a kind of a compartment of cheese, kind of portions of cheese, and maybe pretzels or crackers. So again, that kind of convenience, natural products, food on the go now is very popular. So that part of the business is going to grow considerably over the next couple of years. But you also mentioned there about protein and our nutritional ingredients. So this is the second pillar that we have in our business today, where we've seen solid growth and good growth across 2025. The protein explosion demand across the world, especially in the States over the last 18 months, people are well aware of it, these GLP-1 drugs are, you know, really becoming a mainstay on helping people to control their weight. So as part of that, you are advised to increase your protein content in your food. So we are ideally positioned with milk and with the protein milk to satisfy that growing demand. So you know, if you go on these drugs, you can have muscle wastage, etc. So, you know, there's no better product than the protein, than the whey protein or the casein protein in milk, to be able to keep your muscle up at the right levels while you lose weight. So look, I think we've a fantastic source of high quality milk from our 2,600 farmers. And it's up to us now over the next
How challenging
years.
Is that though, Pat, the atmosphere for that at the moment? Input costs going through the roof. We're learning this morning about more issues. The EU are trying to come up with a plan to try and help farmers in relation to urea and fertiliser costs. Input costs gone very high per litre of milk being produced. So it's going to be a challenging year, isn't it?
Absolutely, Gerry. We came off last year. We paid a very high milk price last year. And we had an excellent grass-growing season last year in 2025 across the catchment. Unfortunately, over the last 3 or 4 months this year, I mean, it's been very difficult for farmers to get cows out in grass up to maybe, I don't know, the first week of April. And even the last few weeks, like, the weather's been quite cold and it's difficult to get silage cut and brought in. But, yeah, input costs have gone up significantly in the last probably, you know, especially since the Iranian conflict or the Middle East conflict. And yeah, we've heard this morning where the government are looking at ways of trying to make fertilizer more available and try and reduce the cost of it. Fertilizer prices have gone up, you know, they've rocketed up in the last 3 months due to the issues in the Strait of Hormuz, etc. So look at what we are trying to help farmers in terms of supporting feed prices and supporting fertilizer prices. We are supporting milk prices as well over the last number of months because we've got a fine basket of products that can do that. But certainly this year, the cost of production has gone well above 40 cents a litre. So farmers do need to get, we do need to maximise out the milk price that we pay to our farmers to try and make sure that they have a decent enough year this year. But also, I suppose, I mean, generational renewal is a huge issue for us in the industry. You know, a lot of our farmers are moving on in terms of age. And we need to encourage the next bunch of young farmers into this business, like, you know, so volatility doesn't help. So we have to do the max we can do in terms of our added value ambitions to try and pay the highest milk prices possible to farmers.
Okay, Pat, stay with me. We're going to talk a bit more about this and the development for the future of the company. We'll talk more about that after we take these. Yeah, we're talking with Pat Murphy, CEO of the newly rebranded K Kinaila, formerly Kerry Dairy Ireland, about the future for that business. And Pat, when you're talking there about the profile of people who are supplying the milk, that's one of the major issues with regards to the upcoming cap negotiations as well. What farmers will get paid for what, and how you keep younger people in farming. So it's not something you're going to be able to do on your own, but certainly you'll be looking for the government's help with regards to keeping a steady supply of farms and milk producers going.
Yeah, absolutely, Gerry. It's not just in Kerry. I mean, it's across the country. It's across Europe. It's across almost the world where we're struggling to get younger farmers into the sector. But look, I think that we can do a little bit more in Kinaila as well. Like, you know, so over the last 12, 18 months, we've had, last year we had 3,000 school kids out on farms from towns and cities in the catchment area across Kerry and Limerick and Cork and Clare. And it's amazing, you know, to see young kids, you know, 8 and 10 years of age for the first time almost seeing a cow, where milk comes from a cow. Our farmers would keep back a cow on in the milking parlour, and then the kids would see the cow being milked. And it's amazing to see these kids, and like the milk comes from the fridge. Does it come from the cow? Like, I mean, sometimes the connection isn't always there. Like, but so we have to do more in terms of trying to educate people on the benefits. It's a fantastic career. Like, you know, it's a fabulous career. We have some excellent young farmers. We had them yesterday in Listowel at the event, where they spoke eloquently about, you know, the joys of farming, etc. But yeah, it is a challenge, and the government will have to step up as well. Like, you know, and I think Minister Hayden is very much on that wavelength as well. Like, you know, so we do need to do more, and yeah, that is a concern.
Yeah, yeah. And interesting you mentioned that. There's actually a farm visit for primary school pupils organised by National Dairy Council today, to sort of students can understand what happens, what's life like in a working farm firsthand, learn about animal welfare, milk production and nutrition. So that's part of that campaign. Can I ask you about the shareholders of the company? What can they expect over the next number of years? And obviously you're in a growth period, that means investment, and like what's the forecast like, I suppose, for possible dividends down the line if this is successful?
Yeah, look at I mean, our ambition is to grow this business. I mean, we've a strong history in Kerry Group, you know, in the first 50 years of growing all businesses that we focus on, like, yeah. So that mentality, that attitude doesn't change. We're now in the next phase, the next era, a new phase for the dairy business. So, yeah, I mean, the plans announced yesterday, significant capital investment over the next number of years. But it's all about trying to add value to the milk that we get in from our farmers. It's not, it's to pay the absolute maximum milk price to our farmer shareholders that we absolutely can. Like, yeah, so we will never forget that. I mean, the farmers now own 70% of the business, and that will change over the next number of years. They will own 100%. So things like dividend, etc., that will come down the line, Gerry. That's not really been discussed at the moment. I suppose we're focused today and the last 12 months on just the business and how we can, you know, really set out a growth plan that can be delivered, that's challenging, but also that will be delivered by the management team and by all the stakeholders.
Yeah, will it be a question, though, of, I'd imagine, trying to balance everything when it comes to keeping that commitment to the suppliers, but at the same time, living in the real world in terms of tough business decisions, whether it's to do with the dairy side, the agribusiness side, and those sort of things for the company?
Yeah, look, it's always a balance, like, you know, so I think that I think we got it right last year. I think we supported milk price last year. We've paid a very strong competitive milk price last year, and I think farmers in general were very happy with the performance last year in terms of our milk price, but also in terms of the profitability of the business. We do have to make profits over the next number of years. We do have to invest back into the business. If we were to stay still today, we have a fine business today. But like, staying still is never an option, because if you stay still, you go backwards. So we've no choice but to drive on. And we have the portfolio of technologies, of products, of brands, of people. My God, we're in a great position today to drive on this, like, you know. And so that's what we set out yesterday.
One listener gets in touch, Pat, just, and we heard an ad for a meeting that's happening at the Rolls Hotel about the new dairy contract. Is Kinaila going to have information meetings for farmers to explain the new contract and how important it is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I think we sent out a new contract there, maybe going back a number of weeks ago. And so, yeah, there are clinics being organised for farmers across the catchment area. They can come in, they can talk to their area manager, they can talk to their whatever agribusiness person deals with them. So we will certainly having these clinics and these one-to-one meetings with all farmers over the next month or two. We have until the start of August to get these contracts signed up. For sure. I mean, the contract isn't so complicated this time. I think that it's very similar to the contracts that other processors would have in Ireland and maybe in the wider field. So, you know, but certainly we are going to engage with our mixed suppliers to explain them what each part of the contract means. And we're very confident that that all our farmers will sign the contract over the next couple of months.
Okay, Pat, listen, finally, briefly, does the name change have any implication for people who hold shares in terms of, let's say, obviously the profile of the shareholders becoming older, inheritance and wills? Do they need to change anything in terms of what they own, what they have because of the rebranding?
There's no change to that. No, there's no change to that at the moment, Gerry. So it's business as usual. We've just got a new name. We'll be changing things like packaging to our supply to our customers over the next 12 months. So even for the next couple of months, things don't change. But over time, we will have to change some of the packaging that that we send out to America or to South America or to China, whatever. But that's all to come into the future. So it's business as usual for the next number of months, and no changes.
Okay. All right, Pat. Listen, great stuff. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us and explain all that for us in the programme this morning. Best of luck with the future of the company.
Thanks very much, Gerry. Thank you.
There you go. Pat Murphy there, CEO of Kenalia, rebranded yesterday. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.